Welcome to Deep, where we invite you to take the plunge and dive deeper into a daily encounter with God's living word. Journey with a collection of personal reflections of other souls as we all draw nearer and deeper to God's heart.
Good day, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Deep, Daily Encounter Enrichment Podcast. I'm Brother Lawrence Barredo, and you're tuning in and listening to Freedom Friday. Our gospel reading is taken from the book of St. Luke, chapter 21, verses 29 to 33. And he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they come out in leaf, you see for yourselves and know that the summer is already near. So also when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away till all has taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Brothers and sisters, the gospel of our salvation. We praise you, Lord Jesus Christ. My dear brothers and sisters, our gospel reading for today shows us the Lord Jesus giving us a glimpse of the future that is coming, His second coming. The Lord Jesus also tells us how to read the signs of the times. He wants us to be watchful, to discern our present situation, to discern our lives, to prepare for the coming of God, our Lord Jesus. He encourages us to live a life that is acceptable and honorable and worthy of God's love. Jesus wants us to be one with the Father in His second coming so that we will be able to be at the presence of God, to see Him face to face. Everyone is welcome, but not all will choose to love God, to follow God. Not everyone will choose to search for a life with the Father. It is our choice to surrender to God, to be with God. We can see here Jesus is giving us hope. Because He says, the world will pass away, but my words will not pass away. He has given great examples of His truthfulness by Him proclaiming that He will be sent into Calvary, die and rise and rose again in the third day. And with His life, death and resurrection, we are given hope by the message of the gospel, inspired by the Holy Spirit through the works of the apostles that has been passed on to us. We have to go back to Scripture. We have to love the Word of God. We have to dive deep into the words of Jesus. What has been stated and shared to us today. We have to make the words of God relevant today in the middle or in midst of all the sufferings or the calamities, all the heartaches and failures, all the tragedies that is happening around us, that is happening to our brothers and sisters. We have hope in the promise of Jesus that He will save us, that He wants us to have a life, an eternal life with the Father. We have to go back to the source, to listen to the signs and times. What is happening around me? How can I be relevant? How can I bring Jesus to my life, to my world, to my reality, to my relationships, to the people around me? How can I make a difference? How can I bring Jesus to this day and age? Jesus loves you. Our lives will pass away. But if we believe in the words of Jesus, if we surrender to Him, He is the way, the truth, and the life. He loves you, and He wants to share eternity with you. He has prepared a place for you in heaven. God loves you. Surrender your life today in Christ Jesus. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father God, we thank you. In this point in our lives, we surrender to you all our worries, all our failures. We surrender to you our sins. We surrender to you our baggages. We surrender to you our faults and guilts, our heartaches, our misfortunes, our sickness. We lay it in the foot of the cross. Everything that is hindering us from running towards you and listening to you and believing in you. Give us the Holy Spirit, Lord. Your love, your wisdom, your faith, and the freedom that only you can bring. We wait patiently for your second coming. Give us the Spirit. Give us the power, Lord, to proclaim your word, to be your face for your people, to know what is right from wrong, to discern what is worthy, to discern what is holy. We bring back all the glory and praise to you. We wait for your second coming with all our hearts, minds, and souls. All this we pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior, together with Mother Mary and Saint Joseph. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Saint John Paul II, pray for us. Friends, it's our joy to be able to share with you our gospel reading for today. We hope and pray that may the Lord bless you and keep you. You are loved. Again, this has been Brother Lawrence Barreto for Freedom Fridays. May you always be in the freedom that Jesus brings for the world. God bless.